Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of the 12 Questions Podcast. My name is Jeff Gluck. I write for The Athletic, and each week I ask the same 12 questions to a different race car driver. And up next is Haley Deegan, who is just wrapping up her first season in the Camping World Truck Series for David Gilliland Racing. Obviously, the daughter of the famed Brian Deegan has a large social media following, and she has a big personality herself. So I wanted to get her on here and was curious to see how she'd answer this year's 12 questions. All right, everybody. I'm here with Haley Deegan. Haley, thanks for doing this. First of all, I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem at all. Thanks for having me.
So the first question is, when you meet someone who doesn't know who you are, do you ever lie about what you do for a living?
Sometimes if I know it's a quick interaction, I will, because it's a lot to explain. And usually they're shocked about a girl that races NASCAR.
I see. Yeah. And they're like, that's going to lead to so many questions that are just
exactly. Not. But if I have time, I'll tell them.
Okay. Okay. Which current driver have you known for the longest?
Probably Sheldon Creed, because we used to race off-road trucks when we were little together.
Oh, that's a connection I didn't even think about. Yeah.
There's a picture of me and Sheldon when like I was 8 years old and he was like 12.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you ever think, like, at the time, were you both like, oh yeah, we could kind of like be on the NASCAR path someday? Or was that not even a thought at the time?
Never even a thought. I was so young and he was so young. So it was like, we didn't have much interaction, because like at that time, like a 3 year age gap or 4 year age gap is a lot when you're a kid. So like, we didn't even really hang out.
Yeah. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. Can you describe to us what it feels like to crash in a race car?
It's the most like abrupt shock to your body, where it like just takes, most of the time when they're hard hits, when you go like straight into the wall, where it just like takes your breath away and you're like.
So like knocks the breath out of you type thing.
Yeah, I'd say knocks the wind out of you, but usually like after a minute, you're good.
Okay. Do you have any new habits or lifestyle changes you've made lately that you're particularly proud of?
Probably sleeping a lot less, because I'm working so much more.
So getting up earlier, going to bed earlier, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I've always gotten up early, but I go to bed now at like 2 a.m. and I'll get up at like 7.
Oh, okay.
And then get back to work. Yeah.
That's still staying up late.
Yeah.
What makes you laugh during a race?
What makes... probably the funniest, or like I guess like the moment like kind of like that's like funny to me, would be like when someone tries to take me out and kind of like messes themselves up instead of me. I'd say that was like, that'd be the funniest moment for me.
Has that happened more than once?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So this is like not necessarily a rare thing.
No, I okay. Cut name off multiple times.
Oh, okay. What is a quality or skill you envy in another driver?
Ooh, quality and skill. I mean, and it's not every driver, but I feel like I lack patience a little bit. I don't know, maybe it's just me overall, but I wouldn't say compared to like another driver, or like, I don't know, maybe I'm normal or not. I don't know. I don't feel like I don't hang around too many drivers to know.
Okay. So this is a wild card question where I'm mixing it up for each driver. So your younger brother, Hayden, he's obviously a rising star, maybe already probably a star, you could say, on two wheels. But you have more years in the spotlight than he has had. So like when it comes to that kind of stuff, the attention, what kind of advice do you give him on how to balance all of that?
He loves the attention. He loves it. And he feeds off of it, and he loves pressure. And I feel like he does such a good job with it, like carrying himself already at such a young age. Like, I feel like he does better than I did at that age. So, like, honestly, he doesn't need much coaching.
Oh, okay. So you can just get advice from him.
Pretty much. I'm like, why couldn't 15-year-old me get advice from you?
Is there anything that he does listen to you on that you're like, hey, you should do this, not do this, just in general about life or anything?
I'd say spend all his money on shoes. I told him not to do that anymore because I made the same mistake. When I like got like win bonuses and stuff, I was like, oh, I'm going to go buy stuff. That was a big mistake.
So this has become a remote work world. If you were allowed to like completely relocate to a different state than where the team shop is, where else would you want to live?
I really love California. I would say probably move back to California. Like, I feel like it just fit my personality a lot. And like, I think the compound that I was at and where my parents lived, like, was such a cool place that like I wouldn't have wanted to leave if I didn't have to. But obviously my career is number one for me, so if I gotta be in North Carolina, I gotta be in North Carolina.
Yeah. So like someday could you see yourself with like one foot in both, being able to go back and forth kind of thing?
If I ever like say I ever retired, I'd probably move back to California or like somewhere else that's very pretty and kind of laid back. I don't know, maybe I'll be like the older person that just wants to like sit on the beach.
I gotcha. Okay. What is an embarrassing mistake you've made on the track that you're comfortable sharing with us now?
Ooh. Honestly, like, I don't get embarrassed much, but I said there was one mistake that I made at Talladega. Just like the communication, I was just so in my head that I was supposed to hang back with one lap to go, and I hung back too much too early because we still have four laps to go till the stage break. And like, it was just me being so focused. Like, I thought I heard something that I didn't. And like, I just like, I thought they said, my spotter said that, but he didn't. He said the right thing. And I just, that was a mistake on my part. And so it kind of hurt me, but I think that's also why I avoided one of the big wrecks. And so like, it kind of helped me, but I guess we wrecked out in the end, so it didn't really matter.
Oh. But it's not the worst thing in the world to drop back too early at Talladega anyway.
Exactly. Like, it was too much, but like at the end of the day, it probably saved me from that first wreck.
Why do you think like your lack of embarrassment, is that something that's common through your whole life? Like, nothing phases you kind of thing? Or is that just about racing? You don't get embarrassed?
I mean, like, I feel like I'm an open book, and like, I feel like I share so much of my life on social media and so much of my personality that I don't really get embarrassed. Like, maybe that comes like negativity on social media. You just come to accept it. It's like, I just accept everything about me. And like, if you have an opinion on me, I'm not going to change that opinion. Like, you're going to have that opinion either way. So like, it doesn't really matter. I'm going to be myself.
I gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
If someone were to hand you an envelope and inside of this envelope was the date of your final career win, would you want to open it?
Yes. Yes.
You want to know? Okay.
No, for sure. I would want to open that letter 110% because I would know to not put so much pressure on myself if I knew that was my last win.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I understand that. Have you achieved your childhood dream?
I think my childhood dream was to kind of be successful, or like be on the road, being on the road to be successful. Like, people have my own shop and like, kind of do everything on my own. And like I just got my first house, like be able to do that on my own, like without my parents helping me. And like, that is truly a dream for me.
Yeah. Like, that feeling of independence, like you weren't handed something, you earned this and you did it yourself. That kind of
Yeah. Thing. Like, it's like, I did it. Like, I accomplished the things I want to accomplish.
Yeah. That's cool. So each week I ask a driver to give me a question for the next interview. And the last one I did was with Daniel Suarez. Mm-hmm. And his question for you is like super simple. His question is, what is your goal for 2022?
Goal for 2022. So the hopeful plan, as long as sponsor stuff goes accordingly, which it's not done yet, but if it does, would obviously be big goals to win a truck race. Like, that's a big goal, but who knows if that's going to happen. I still have a lot of work to do, but that would be the dream.
Okay. Okay. That's a pretty good goal. So the next interview I'm doing after you is with, Landon Castle. Mm-hmm. So do you have a question I might be able to ask Landon?
I don't know much about him. What would be like funny things to ask? 'Cause I really don't, I've never really talked to him that much.
Okay. Okay. So yeah, he's super good on like social media. I think he's got three kids at home. His sponsor is like cryptocurrency stuff.
Yes. So I would say one question. I would like to hear his breakdown of his crypto deal. Did he get paid in crypto for that car?
Okay. I like that. I like that a lot. Yeah. Awesome. Well, thanks for hopping on and doing this. I really appreciate it.
No problem at all.
All right, everybody. There you have it. Haley Deegan on the 12 questions. And as you heard there, only one left. Landon Castle traditionally wraps up the season with the 12 questions, and he will be next week. So that's all for this edition. After next week of the 12 questions, and we will have an all new version of the questions coming back in 2022. Hopefully you've enjoyed this year's, tried to mix it up with some different people, not just necessarily the same names. Sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't, but hopefully you enjoyed it for the most part. Anyway, appreciate you as always for listening, and I will talk to you next time on the 12 Questions Podcast.